This is Kate Harness with 307 Net Radio, and I'm joined today by Representative Barry Crago from Cheyenne. Hello, Barry. How is it going today?
It's going well. Thank you, Kate, for having me.
You're very welcome, and thank you again for joining us. You're just really in the very last stages of this short budget session, and really you had one job as legislators, and that was to agree a budget for this year. The last week has been overshadowed by the discrepancy between the House and the Senate budgets, which showed a difference of around 1.1 billion, not an insignificant amount, in fact, an unprecedented amount. And the Joint Conference Committee was charged with negotiating that. Can you recap on what has been happening at the House end since we last spoke?
Sure. So, as you mentioned, we had a because of the difference, we have to go to a joint conference committee. The first joint conference committee was unable to reach an agreement after several days of negotiations. And so each chamber appointed a second conference committee. That conference committee has, as far as we know, has sort of come to an agreement, sort of a middle ground on the budget. I don't know exactly what's in that. We will get the formal presentation and know the ins and outs tomorrow of what was in and, you know, what's in from the House version versus the Senate version and what's out, you know, in the House version versus the Senate version. And so that'll all happen tomorrow on Friday, and we'll, you know, have more of an idea of exactly what it looks like.
Okay, and so the big question that everybody's been pressing for the last few weeks is what is actually going to happen on property tax relief? What significant and meaningful is going on? Can you give us an update on what bills are still in play?
I can. So House Bill 3, which was the property tax exemption for long-term homeowners, and that's defined as somebody who's 65 and older, who's lived and paid taxes in Wyoming for 25 years. And, you know, if you're a married couple, just one of you have to qualify. And so that includes your home and the real property. Now, that particular bill won't kick in until 2025 because it requires an application, and we don't have time to process those applications for 2024. But starting next year, that's an exemption of 50% of the value of your property. And so that's a big deal. I think that'll help a lot of our folks back home and in our community. And so I'm pretty excited that one's passed through. There's four others actually.
Can I just stop you there and ask you, does that have a limit on it? Is it only for a certain amount of time, or is it currently open-ended?
That one is open-ended.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
No, I take it back. That one, we got so many of these rolling around. Let me think. That one actually has a repealer in it, I think, in 3 or 4 years. But most of the tax bills that they have done, that we've done, have had something, you know, a 3 or 4 year repealer in it, just so that we have to come back and look at them, make sure that they're doing what we, you know, are hoping they do. And so I think that one has a repealer in it, actually.
Okay, thank you. And your bill, House Bill 45, what is the current status with that one?
So that bill is on third reading in the Senate today, this afternoon. Hopefully it passes through. The only change that they've made on the Senate end versus the House end was they took the 5% down to 3%. There's actually an amendment on the Senate for third reading to split the difference at 4, and that may be where we end up, which would, you know, I think is probably doable as well.
And of course, that is better for property owners to know that they won't be increasing even 5%. It can only be 3%.
Right. 3, 4, 5. I mean, it's going to be somewhere in there. I don't know exactly where the House and the Senate will agree on the final number. But really, the substance of the bill did not change other than just the number. And so we'll have to sort that out, but I'm confident we can do that.
So that's one piece of it, which is to stop property taxes from ramping up year on year on year. The other side of that equation is to provide some relief on property tax right now. What is happening?
Sure. So the other thing, there's two other bills that I would say provide relief right now. One is the expansion of the refund program, which is House Bill 4. And that one increases the amount of individuals that are eligible. It has a means test in there, and so rather than 125% of the income amount that we use to calculate it, it's now 165. So significantly more. It's a lot bigger dollar figure, and we funded that through the budget, and that money's still in the budget. I do know that. I did ask that question. So that's an additional $20 million for that that can go to people who qualify. But then we have another bill, which is Senate File 54, and we will be hearing that in the House this afternoon. That particular bill provides an exemption, homeowner's exemption, to everyone. And so that one, and I don't know where we're going to end up on third reading. It's had various versions. When it came over from the Senate, it was just a flat dollar amount. I believe it was $200,000. The House then amended that to be a certain percentage. And I think we'll have some sort of discussion today, you know, whether we stick with the percentage or whether we go back to the dollar figure. Either of them are going to provide relief immediately to our folks back home.
So what would your preference be? What will you be arguing for, a percentage cut or a dollar amount?
Well, so I prefer the dollar amount. Because it helps more people in our community, but there are communities where it doesn't help as many people. And so we're just trying to find a common ground where we can all agree that try to help as many people as we can. And so that's really what the discussion's about. I prefer the dollar figure because that helps us more than it does other places. But I don't know, to be honest with you, I don't know where we'll end up.
Okay. Well, we'll watch that one for sure. Is there anything else that's still in hand?
So the veterans exemption, we passed a bill doubling the veterans exemption. We passed that through the House today, so that's good news. That'll help our veterans. I'm happy we got that done. And so that's the last tax bill that's sort of hanging around out there.
Yeah, and that exemption they had a $3,000 exemption, and it's doubled to $6,000, which is good to see.
Yep, that's right.
So what comes next? You've got just a couple of days. I'm sure you're keen to get home. Can you just explain what the process will be when the Senate and the House have kind of come to their agreement? It goes to the governor's desk for signature.
That's right. So, if we're talking about the budget, hopefully we'll finish that tomorrow. And we'll, see if each chamber has the votes to actually pass the compromise budget. If we do, then that'll go to the governor's signature to the governor for signature. And he has his 3 days to decide whether he wants to line item veto anything in the budget, which he has the authority to do. As far as other bills, same process, but he doesn't really have the line. Unless the bill has two appropriations in it, the governor does not have the ability to veto by line. He just vetoed the entire bill. And so whatever we have left, let these last few days go into the governor's desk. Unless we for some reason come in next week, we won't have the ability to do an override on those.
Thank you. So given what you know now, and as you said, you're all still yet waiting to see the final budget proposal go before both chambers. But given what you know now, and you've been part of a lot of the conversations, are you happy with the way that it looks like the final budget will impact Johnson County and your constituents?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, I think the one thing I would have, everything that affects us generally is still going to be in the budget, right? So the big fights were over, matching funds, energy matching funds. None of that really is applied to our community specifically. That's more of a statewide thing. Money for the university, that again, not, particular to our folks back in House District 40. The one thing that did, that was a casualty was our veterans home. And, I'm disappointed that did not make it into the final budget, but that's the process. That's how it works. That's of the very large difference between the House and the Senate. That was a large, that was, 7% of that difference. That's a big number. It was, $69 million of that very large difference was the veterans home. And so that's, it's a big deal. it's one of the casualties, and that's, you know, that's what happened. It, you know, it wasn't, if it had been put in on both ends, you know, for example, if the Senate had also put in the veterans home, it would have been much easier to keep in, but it wasn't. And so, you know, that's where we are.
Okay. And there's no reason why that can't be revisited in the next session.
That's right. No, it'll be, I'm sure we'll talk about it next year. That's right.
Okay. Well, Barry, thank you very much indeed. It's been a very interesting session to watch, unusual in many ways, and then also predictable too. We look forward to catching up with you when you're back home.
Yeah, I look forward to getting home. I'll be honest. I am ready to come home and see all the folks. It'll be good to be home, and we'll catch up when I get there. Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you very much indeed for your time, Barry.
All right. Bye.